name is Chris Stanley. I'm the Executive Vice President of Abengoa Bioenergy. We are an international ethanol producer headquartered in St. Louis with production facilities on three continents. In the United States, we currently have 210 million gallons of annual production capacity, and we have another 180 million gallons of capacity under construction. We're also very involved in the development of new technologies to produce ethanol from cellulose, and we have three cellulose facilities, either operational or in development. Our pilot plant in York, Nebraska, produced its first ethanol from wheat straw in 2007. We've also utilized that facility to produce ethanol from corn stover. We also have constructed a larger demonstration scale plant, which is ready to start up in Spain, and we're in the process of putting together one of the first commercial scale cellulosic facilities on a site that we've picked in southwestern Kansas, and that facility is currently in the design phase. I'm also very pleased to be serving as chairman of the Renewable Fuels Association during this critical time in our nation's renewable fuels history. Certainly 2008 was a difficult year for American businesses, and the ethanol industry was no exception. We had unprecedented economic collapses. We had the freezing of the credit markets, wild swings in commodity markets, and a great deal of manufactured hysteria over the food versus fuel debate, all of which created challenging conditions for America's farmers and ethanol producers. But 2008 is now behind us, and the American ethanol industry is completely focused on the future, and we are dedicated to not only the success of current ethanol producers, but also to the development and the deployment of next-generation technologies that will expand the basket of feedstocks from which ethanol is produced. Now, this will also create hundreds of thousands of green jobs in all sectors of the economy. It will provide even greater reductions in greenhouse gas emissions and further lessen our dependence on foreign oil. Achieving the promise offered by a robust and dynamic American ethanol industry will require a steadfast commitment to renewable energy technologies from both the public and the private sectors. It will also require modernization of existing fuel regulations. In 2009, the RFA and all of our member companies will be addressing all of these opportunities and all of these challenges that are facing the industry. This morning, I wanted to touch briefly on three of these issues. The first issue I'd like to address is the primary challenge that we have to get America's economy moving again. A growing economy is certainly the medicine all industries need, and ethanol production is no exception to that rule. As Congress and the Obama administration craft legislation aimed at economic growth in the green economy, they must recognize and continue to build upon the success of America's farmers and America's ethanol producers in providing a growing renewable alternative to foreign oil and creating green jobs. Ethanol is one of the original green jobs. In order to ensure that more than 325,000 jobs related to ethanol production continue to be secure and that the potential of next-generation ethanol technologies is realized, access to capital and credit must be made easier. Most pressingly, this stimulus package should include provisions that make it easier for ethanol producers and next-generation technologies in particular to obtain the credit and capital needed to build new biorefineries and deploy new technologies. Loan guarantees and other existing programs could facilitate an easing of the credit crunch and would not require the creation of new programs. In addition, requiring that 50% of all new vehicles sold in the U.S. be flex fuel vehicles capable of using E85 by the year 2012 would also help address some of the issues posed by outdated fuel regulations. That leads to my second issue. The fuel regulations that we live with today limit ethanol blends to 10%, and those regulations must be modernized. While that limit may have made sense 30 years ago when the ethanol industry was just beginning, it is no longer practical as ethanol becomes more than just a component but a fuel in its own right. Preliminary scientific data suggests that all vehicles and most engine types could accommodate ethanol blends of 12 to 13% with virtually no modifications required at all. Such a subtle increase in the amount of ethanol blended into gasoline in the short term would help buy time and provide a market for the increasing volume of ethanol coming into the market over the next 2 to 3 years. Longer term, the Environmental Protection Agency must consider moving to higher blends, such as 15 or even 20%, in order to ensure that the renewable fuel standard passed in December of 2007 has a chance of being successful. Preliminary data also shows that such a move is possible and practical. the RFA will continue to work with the EPA to make short-term changes to the fuel regulations with respect to ethanol, while also engaging with the federal government and other stakeholders to do the required testing needed to support a move to ethanol blends in the 15 to 20% range. Third, the RFA remains fully engaged in the discussions about life cycle greenhouse gas emissions of ethanol and the modeling which is currently being developed at the EPA in accordance with the requirements of that 2007 energy bill. The life cycle greenhouse gas emissions and the issues related to direct and indirect land use change are critical not only to the ethanol industry today, but to future renewable transportation fuel technologies. The scientific community is far from consensus on these issues of land use change and the role of ethanol in those decisions. It's imperative that EPA consider the litany of issues and variables surrounding this discussion, including appreciating the fact that the environmental footprint of petroleum production is getting worse over time as easy sources of crude are depleted and new sources, such as Canadian tar sands, are proving increasingly environmentally harmful. This is an issue that EPA must get right if we are to develop and deploy the needed renewable energy technologies to wean us off our dependence on foreign oil and to mitigate the climate-changing impacts that the irresponsible use of fossil fuels have generated. I'll stop there as the list could certainly get long. 2009 will clearly present more challenges to the American economy and to all industries, including ethanol. The challenges are not insurmountable in our opinion. The opportunities available to an ever-innovating and evolving industry like America's ethanol industry far exceed any such challenges. 2009 will no doubt be exciting, and the RFA and its members are ready. And with that, I'd like to turn it back over to the moderator for the first questions.